the Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 31st, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A law to decrease Oregon nurses' workload goes into effect on Friday. Our Eric Tegedoff explains, passed by state lawmakers this session, the law includes the first nurse-to-patient staffing ratios in the country.
Nurse ratios for the public will begin in June 2024. Matt Calzia with the Oregon Nurses Association says his and other unions partnered with hospitals to get this law passed.
The collaborative process that we got here demonstrated that Oregon is a leader, and that within the hospital association and some of the hospitals, we have leaders who acknowledge that this is what's needed to start repairing our broken healthcare system. This is one of the components.
Some of the ratios include 4 non-trauma patients per nurse in the emergency department and 2 patients in the intensive care unit per nurse. Calzia says while the ratios aren't much different from the current practice, the new law includes a way to ensure enforcement.
Advocates say there is another improvement to the break system. Currently, when a nurse takes a break, they hand over their assignments to another nurse. Now, from the Associated Press, Hurricane Idalia tore into Florida at the speed of a fast-moving train, splitting trees in half, ripping roofs off hotels, and turning small cars into boats before sweeping into Georgia as a still powerful storm that flooded roadways and sent residents running for higher ground. The AP reports after coming ashore, Idalia made landfall near Keaton Beach around 7:45 a.m. Wednesday as a high-end Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds near 125 miles per hour. It had weakened to a tropical storm with winds of just 70 miles an hour by late Wednesday afternoon. Maryland residents struggling to pay for web access can get help from 2 connected programs.
The FCC's Affordable Connectivity Program, or ACP, offers qualified households a leg up in paying for high-speed web service. The program is supplemented in Maryland by the state's Emergency Broadband Benefit, and between the two programs, Marylanders who qualify can get up to $45 a month towards high-speed access. While Maryland is the only state with its own broadband subsidy paired with the ACP, Unoma Idawan with the Office of Statewide Broadband says there are many people in the state who qualify for the program but aren't participating.
There are about 230,000 households in Maryland that are enrolled out of a total 779,000 eligible households. So there are about 550,000 households not currently enrolled in the ACP program that we do want enrolled.
With so much of life being conducted online, advocates are making the case that high-speed internet access should be seen as a necessity. From telehealth to keeping up with the grandkids, high-speed internet also helps people avoid isolation. For information about who qualifies and how to sign up, visit getinternet.gov. Brett Pivato reporting.
This is Public News Service. In the waning days of the session in Sacramento, climate change groups are promoting 2 bills that would smooth the way for offshore wind energy.
Assembly Bill 3 would require the state to study improvements to port infrastructure to move power into the grid. And AB 80 would research impacts on the ocean ecosystem. Former State Senator Fran Pavley, now with the USC Schwarzenegger Institute, says offshore wind will help California become energy independent.
We can create the jobs here, the supply chain, and actually produce the energy here, especially when it's renewable energy that does not pollute the environment and helps us reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. I think that's a win-win for everyone.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
A recent poll found 83% of adults in California are in favor of offshore wind. Medical care is expensive and continues to get more costly. Many folks in Arizona only become aware of this after they get a bill for their care.
According to the Arizona PERG Education Fund, 1 in 10 adults in the U.S. carry medical debt, including nearly 11 million people who owe more than $2,000. Healthcare director for the group, Patricia Kelmar, says whether you have insurance or not, medical bills can quickly become a financial headache. That's why she helped create a medical guide to help navigate medical bills and know your patient rights to avoid unnecessary charges.
Bills come in dribs and drabs, and it's hard to keep track of what you owe and what you don't owe. So particularly in a situation where you might have been hospitalized for a week or a few days, ask for an itemized list of all the services that you got with the prices.
Kelmar says regular people are putting your bill together, and there's a good chance billing mistakes are made. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez.
Finally, our Nadia Ramlagan lets us know health experts are urging parents to check on the status of their child's vaccinations amid pertussis and COVID-19 outbreaks among children that have triggered school closures in some counties.
Western Kentucky Heart and Lung Research Foundation Executive Director Dr. Melinda Joyce says, in addition to checking in with a pediatrician, there are many resources available to help parents get back on track when it comes to their child's immunizations.
If someone is not sure about what immunizations are due at a particular child's age, going to your local pharmacist is a good place to start and just ask that question. You know, is my child due something at this point in time?
Parents or legal guardians can also use the online Kentucky Immunization Public Portal to obtain an official record.
This is by Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.